Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. I'm glad to have you with me today. It's always bittersweet to come to the end of a long journey when the journey's been good. It's sweet when you come to the end of a journey and the journey's been miserable. I haven't had one miserable moment in studying the awesome letter of 1 John. And it is a little bittersweet now to come to the very final verse, bitter in that it's over, this tremendous journey. Though I will say, it feels like in some ways like we've only just begun, because you can go back and reread it and reread it and reread it and mine truths over and over and over again. It's sweet because we are at the end, which means another journey somewhere else, some other book, some other topic, some other theme. And as we said yesterday, I'll know that by the time we start the podcast on May the 1st, exactly where we're going. So stay tuned, and hopefully you'll enjoy that. Let's close it out with 1 John chapter 5, verse 21, which if you were to read it all by itself, which I'm going to do first, you're going to think this is either the intro to a new passage or this is completely out of place. 1 John 5:21, dear children, keep yourselves from idols. Now, he hasn't given us a whole lot of what to avoid in this book. And then he closes the book with a what to avoid. Keep yourself from idols. And as I was reading that and preparing for today, I at first read it and thought, now, what do you do with that? How do you close a book with keep yourself from idols? Until I noticed what led us into it. Context helps us with everything. I want to read for you again 18, 19, and 20. And I want you to catch the supremacy of your God, my God, over the God of this world and the place that you have through Jesus. We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps them safe, and the evil one cannot harm them. We know that we're children of God and that the whole world is under control of the evil one. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true by being in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Dear children, keep yourselves from idols. When you read it just like that, I see this, and I hope I can convey it the way I see it. I see that John gets to the end of this passage and says, don't transfer the God that made you children, who is supreme over the world, in whom are all things, by whom Jesus has placed you in the Father. Don't replace that God with a strange God. Don't create an idol. You already have the top shelf. You already have the best of the best. Don't substitute a cheap form of God when you already have God. Don't think, now I'm talking like a guy who might be dealing with a formerly Jewish audience. Don't think that you can have God through the sacraments, through circumcision, through tithing, through Sabbaths, through feast days. You only have God through Jesus. Any other God is a strange God. It's an idol. If we've been guilty of idolatry in any way in the church, it is that we have created and fashioned new versions of God. When I was growing up, I used to hear people say, I think that TV that sits in our living room has become a new God. We all sit and stare at it. Well, I think that a new God is a God who doesn't observe new covenant principles. He's a God that saves you by grace and then keeps you by works. He totally ignores the finished work of Jesus, and he totally ignores the writings of the apostles in the New Testament that said your sins, your iniquities will he hold against you no more. If you create a God that's different than that, you've created a false God. You've created an idol. What a way to end a fantastic book. The next few days, just going to share some stuff that's on my heart as we close out the month of April. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.